ABC News.
Hello, it's Brooke Young bringing you the latest from the finance headlines. Australia's peak body representing farmers is confident a free trade agreement with the UK will be finalised by the end of March. The agreement would eliminate or phase out tariffs on a vast range of Australian exports, including lamb, beef, sugar and dairy. But British lawmakers have raised concerns about cheaper Australian produce flooding the market, prompting Agriculture Minister Murray Watt to head to London for talks. National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson was part of that delegation and says they made good progress. The German branch of EY, formerly known as Ernst & Young, is planning to cut 40 partners and 380 staff as it seeks to improve profitability. EY is regarded as one of the Big Four global accountancy firms. The redundancy plan is the latest in a series of cost-cutting measures as the company responds to economic uncertainty and tries to boost its global consulting business. And to the markets, the Australian share market has opened higher following a rally on overseas markets. At the end of the trading day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.61%, the S&P 500 was up 1.1%, and the Nasdaq was 1.76% higher. The Australian dollar is slightly higher, it's buying 71.1 US cents. You're listening to ABC News.